Okay, this is questions and answers, and the date is, what is it, June?
29th.
June 29th.
Amy, turn to Mark and say, life is wonderful, I'm excited to be alive.
Life is wonderful, I'm excited to be alive.
Great. Life is wonderful, and I'm excited to be alive.
Life is wonderful, 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 and I am excited to be alive.
Life is wonderful, and I'm excited to be alive.
Life is wonderful, and I'm excited to be alive.
Life is wonderful, and I'm excited to be alive.
Life is wonderful, and I'm excited to be alive.
And life is wonderful, and I'm excited to be alive, and I'm excited to, to be back here. I just took a cross-country trip. I tell you people, you know, to get out and do something. So last Tuesday, I left Los Angeles and drove across the country. And today, I flew back in time to do class. So get out there, see the world, do wonderful things, exciting things. This country is absolutely beautiful. The whole way across the country, I was excited. Everywhere I looked, it was like going through a painting in a museum. The scenery is absolutely gorgeous. Some of the other comments about the trip, the roads were wonderful. It was just like a wonderful ribbon going the whole way across the country. And no litter whatsoever. A beautiful country. No litter. So I was very impressed with the whole thing. I'm delighted I did that. Because I fly across the country so often. We fly here, we fly there. And you don't get the right perspective of how big this country is, how much land there is out there, how beautiful it is. And everywhere we stopped, the people were wonderful. So, take a trip. Do something exciting with your life. So, tonight is questions and answers. And all month we were talking about building a firm foundation for your life. And one of the firm foundations that you want to build for your life is to get excited about it, you know, unless you want to do the other alternative to life, which is make a transition to someplace else. But while you're here, love this life that you're having. Love this experience that you're having with all the little difficulties and so forth that you have in your life. Learn to enjoy the process of living. And when you have these difficulties in life, know that you can overcome them. And you can overcome them immediately without all this trauma and drama if you turn them over to this thing called the universe or this thing called God and get a bigger picture. Let things go. Don't take things so personally. Learn just to enjoy. I've told you many times that you are here on this plane of action to enjoy it. If you believe in this thing called God, if you believe in this thing called the universe, why would any God create people, create anything, put it down here on this plane of action and not allow it to have joy? We're not here for all this stress, struggle, strain, sacrifice, all the shame and guilt, all the stuff that you've been taught. Give that up and learn to totally enjoy life. Totally enjoy your life. Forgive yourself for the past. Forgive yourself for things that you think you are. Learn to become all that you can be in life. And learn to know that you can do that because there's a power running through you that is able to take you someplace if you surrender to it. If you just surrender to that idea, if you give up the idea that you're here for stress, struggle, and strain. Start every day getting up and saying, I'm here to enjoy. I'm here to see the beauty. You're put on a plane of action that has nothing but beauty out there to see. Just one beautiful thing after the other. Flying in, coming across when Andy picked me up at the airport. We approached Los Angeles. It was gorgeous to see Los Angeles. You have to make yourself see these things. Take your blinders off. Take all that stuff off that you have, these mental harnesses that you have put on yourself, take them off and just go and enjoy yourself. Enjoy your life, you see. Not my life, your life. We each are here for a different purpose. But the purpose that we're here for is to learn to enjoy it. But you have to enjoy yourself. We look out and we say, oh, well, look, they're in, they have this, they have that. No wonder they're happy. Happiness is an inside job. On the way over, I learned from a billboard that Coca-Cola is happiness. Coca-Cola is not happiness, people. It is not happiness. Happiness comes from within. It's an attitude which you cultivate, which you cause. Remember, the whole idea of this teaching, think the thought that you want to think and feel the feeling that you want to feel. That is what you are here for, to learn to do that. The whole world that you are living, your life that you are living, is in your mind. What you are looking at, you are looking through your attitudes and your beliefs. And you can learn to change your attitudes, your beliefs, your viewpoints, and your opinions so that you can have the life that you want to have. And that we do that by learning to control our thinking, by giving up the idea that there's anything on the outside of life causing anything. I drove across the country this week. I did not see poverty. I did not see lack of money anywhere. But yet there's an atmosphere out there and there's an attitude out there that we are in a bad situation in this country economically. Go out and look and you'll see that is not true. There's building going on everywhere. So change your attitude about life. Change your attitude about what the world is saying to you. You live in your own world. The world that you create in your mind is the world that you live in. Don't let anybody else disturb that. Make it what you want it to be. Make it what you want it to be. You see, you can live in any world you want to live in. It's here. It's all in your thinking. So learn to control your thinking. With that said, do we have questions pertaining to this month's topic? Build a firm foundation for your life.
Well, it's not a question, but I'd like you to talk about something.
Okay.
A firm foundation.
Yes.
So, from the science of mind philosophy, I remember you talking a long time ago that Kennedy used to say to you, Dallas, you're in the science of mind, but is the science of mind in you? So,
yes.
Can you talk about that? Because that kind of addresses what you've been talking about as a foundation.
Well, I've always, and to address that is very easy. We are always in something, and we always think we know something, but we know something intellectually. You can know this science of mind intellectually. You can know metaphysics intellectually. It sounds very good to you, and it really, you're just thrilled with it. But is it in you? Are you using it? This is a practical teaching to be used every day. By seeing what, and I think this, what happens. It's an experiment always with your life, you say. If you're sad, you're the one that's making yourself sad. If you're happy, you're the one that's doing that. You are always going to be the cause onto your own experience. So if you grasp this intellectually, that's all well and good, but now it must filter down. The head and the heart must learn to relate with each other. So it's more than an intellectual thing. Ernest Holmes never wanted this teaching to become intellectual. People always are trying to make it intellectual. When you try to make this intellectual, you are coming from the ego. The ego that wants to puff you up and say, look how smart I am. Look at the big words I can use. And it doesn't work that way. This is a very simple teaching. It boils down to what you think about, you bring about. What you think about, you bring about. It is done unto you as you believe, not as I believe, as you believe. So what are you believing? And what are the things that you should start? A firm foundation with in your thinking. The four items that you should always know, that you're worthy, deserving, totally lovable, and that you matter. With that, let's do the matter dance. I matter, I matter, I really, really matter. I matter, I matter, I really, really matter. Learn those things. You are the one who has to convince yourself of that. No one else is going to convince you of that. If you think you're stupid, and I say to you, but you are the most intelligent person that I have ever met, you are going to say, Dallas is full of shit. You are not going to believe it. You could only take in what you believe. All else runs down and runs off of you. I call them mental hooks, and you must have a mental hook for something so that when you hear something good about yourself, it hooks. How many people here can still not take a compliment? You must learn to be able to take a compliment. If I say to you, just love the way you're dressed. Oh, this old thing. You just threw that down. You see? You must do it for yourself. So tell yourself how intelligent you are and then look for that intelligence. This does not mean that you have to be Albert Einstein. We're not talking that intelligence. We're talking an intelligence where when you are given a compliment, when somebody tells you you're smart, that your mind says, oh, thank you for recognizing that. And then recognize it in your own self. You have to recognize how wonderful you are, how powerful you are. You have to recognize that you're a magnificent human being, regardless of anything else. You have to always fall back, I am a magnificent human being. Yes, I did a few things wrong in my life, but I'm magnificent. And we are all going to do a few things wrong. We forgive ourselves for that. We just don't continue doing those stupid things. We learn that there's a better way so that we can feel better about ourselves. If I went home every night and kicked the dog, I certainly wouldn't feel good about myself, would I? But I learned not to kick the dog. Now I feel a little bit better about myself. But we go home and kick ourselves. We kick ourselves around the room. Don't kick yourself. You're a magnificent human being. You have to realize that. You're magnificent. You cannot sit and say, all that I am is God, but I am not all that God is. And then start kicking yourself around the room. Because if you do that, you're kicking God up one side and down the other. You have to realize that. The whole idea of not only filling yourself with joy and knowing that you're here on this plane of action to experience joy, to live in happiness, abundance, and prosperity, you're here to grow into God. You are gods in the making. You are godlings. You are seedlings of God. And you are progressing in that fashion. You are getting there. And you're getting there with your thinking and with your feeling. And the outside world wants to separate that. In this teaching, we only teach unity. Unity with what? Unity with the one power, God. Unity with the one power, the universe. Change it to anything. You don't have to call it God. God's not impressed because you recognize him. God is not impressed with that. God is impressed with how you're feeling. How are you feeling about yourself? Because when you feel good about yourself, God feels good. When you hold yourself in the highest of esteem, you are holding God in the highest of esteem. You cannot separate yourself from this thing. And the world wants to separate you from it. We do not teach separation. We do not teach duality. We teach unity or oneness. And this teaching is based on the oneness of God. It's based on the oneness of God. bring this down from an intellectual thing to a practical thing that you can use each day, meaning what you think about, you bring about. You have to realize the power of your thinking. The power of your thinking. When Andy picked me up at the airport, my plane was maybe 20 minutes late. Now, can we make it from LAX to teach class tonight? Andy said to me, Dallas, clear the highway. How did I clear the highway? I saw myself sitting here. Why did I see myself sitting here? Because you always know that it's already done and you always start at the end. We had no traffic. We zipped here. Now, the plane and stuff, I've always, my affirmation is my planes always arrive on or before time. On the way to the airport from Pennsylvania to Baltimore, my cousin and his wife, Jane, were in the car. And Dennis said, what about the plane? I said to him, I see it arriving on or before time. He said, so do I. And she said, so does she. Because I have taught them the mental equivalent. And here I am. This is how you use this teaching. Everyone wants a big miracle. Everyone wants this. Learn to do the little things, and the big things will take care of themselves. The big things will take care of themselves. Everyone here wants money and wealth. Take care of your pennies, and your dollars will take care of themselves. You want to jump to something entirely too fast and entirely too soon that you cannot do. Start with little things and keep building on it. Start with little things and keep building on it. Did that answer your question? Another question, yes.
Sometimes I feel that it's a struggle to, I guess, figure out what it is I want. And, you know, as an example, two examples in two areas of my life, career and personal relationships. I had to do a career development plan for work that was due today, and I found it very hard to envision what my 5, 10, 15 year goals were. That's what they asked. And also in my personal development, you know, okay, well, I've been divorced for a certain amount of time. This is about the time I should be thinking about. So I'm focusing on what, sometimes I struggle to see what it is that my next step should be, and maybe it is focusing too much on an end result and not what the next result should be.
Life is a process, not the end of the journey. You must learn to enjoy the process that you're going through. Learn to enjoy the process. Many people have this same problem. Well, I don't know. I don't know. I don't know. You must always start out with the premise that I know exactly what I want, and it's coming to me now. And what everyone wants is peace of mind. And if you start with peace of mind, that you want peace of mind, the rest will fall together. The rest will fall together. Does that help you? And I didn't like the idea that you used the word time. I'm divorced. Now it's time. Time for what?
Right.
To get remarried? Right. Is that not horrible? Who says it's time? Who says it's time? That's absolute race mind right there.
Right.
Hitting you in the face. Put your life in divine right order. Put your life in divine right timing, and that will come. See? That will come. Learn to love yourself. That is the relationship that you should be doing. Everyone wants a relationship with somebody else. Everyone wants to go to bed with somebody else. First, learn to love yourself and to go to bed with yourself. And the rest will follow. Did that help you?
Thank you.
Question. It's questions and answers.
You were talking earlier when you were answering Rio's question about being intellectual versus actually having it in you. And as somebody who likes to solve problems and use my mind and think, How do you, is there a process for going and exercising that side which is not cerebral?
Well, yes, absolutely. It's all right to think. Never stop thinking you're going to stop. But you have to know this is thinking, and this is how I am thinking. Now, I want to pull this down to some. So you start by looking out there in life and saying, ah, look, when I think this, this happened. Instead of just thinking all the time, this is a wonderful idea, this is a wonderful idea. Bring that idea down and say, oh, look, when I think this, this happens. And then it's inside of you. Then it gets inside of you.
So you're saying look for the effect?
Look for the effect. Absolutely look for the effect. And then don't discount that effect. That's what we all do. As soon as we say, oh, well, I don't remember thinking that. I tell people all the time, people that talk to, a lot of people don't. They don't remember that they asked for that. They don't remember that that's what they wanted. And I have to point that out. Don't you remember? This is what you, oh, yes. So you have to be alert. You have to see that it's happening. You have to see that it's happening. Start all, you know, intellectually. For years. God is a great idea. Most people say, oh yeah, I think that's a great idea. Most people go to church and everything. They say, oh, what a wonderful idea this is. Isn't this great? Well, all that church and stuff is only a great idea. But you have to know that this thing really exists. You have to start feeling. You have to start feeling. So learn. Learn to start feeling. When I went across the country, all that beauty, where does all that beauty come from? And I think, isn't this wonderful? I couldn't visualize this. Therefore, there must be a power out there bigger than I am that can think this stuff up. The clouds were absolutely beautiful going across the country. Now, I love clouds. I've always loved clouds. So I look at them and I say to myself, oh, isn't that great? And I give God thanks for that. And then I say to myself, isn't that wonderful? I couldn't have thought up clouds. I couldn't have thought up clouds if I was going to create a world. Would I have known enough to put clouds in it? I don't think so. I'd have think, oh, neat sun maybe. So then I say, oh, isn't that wonderful? And that's how I build my faith. You have to build your faith. It's not going to hit you. It's not going to come to you. You can read every book in the world. It's not going to come. You have to build it yourself. Everyone thinks, oh, I'll go to church and get faith. You can go to church for now, doomsday. You're not going to get faith. You have to make up your mind and you have to start seeing things. You see? It's a wonderful, wonderful thing that you have called your mind. Now you have to start to use it correctly. Does that help you? Anyone else? Yes?
I understand what you mean by a spiritual practice. It's something that you have to practice every day.
Yes.
And there are a list of things that I try to do every day. But when I find myself, I call it falling off the wagon, like sometimes I complain too much and that's a no-no. I feel that I have to start all over again because I have, in the traditional Christian thought, I have sinned.
Yes.
And I don't believe in sin, but
thank God.
So what is it, what do I have to do? I just have to go back and meditate or do an affirmative prayer or what?
Well, the first thing you always have to do, people, is forgive yourself. And you have to laugh at it and say, oh my God, look what I've done again. And laugh. And then what? Love yourself and hold yourself in the highest of esteem one more time. And you do it, and you're going to fall off the wagon. You're going to get back on. You're going to fall off the wagon. You're going to get back on. Each time, you're going to be on the wagon longer. And one day you're going to be on the wagon forever. But don't ever punish yourself for falling off the wagon or thinking that you sinned or this, that, the other thing. This thing called God is not taking a score. You're the one that's taking a score, and you're the one that's saying to yourself, oh, now look what I've done. Instead of saying, look what I've done, I forgive myself, and I'm going to change my mind, but I'm going to love myself. Even when I'm off the wagon, I'm going to love myself. You see, you have to love yourself constantly, regardless of what's going on. Love is always there. Love is what's behind everything. We talk about this thing, the illusion. We talk, what is reality? Reality is love. That's the reality that you want to see all the time. When you fall off, you're not seeing that. So the whole idea in life is to keep loving yourself back to center. You get off, you love yourself back to center. You get off, you love yourself back to center. But you do it with a sense of happiness, a sense of joy, absolute forgiveness and compassion for yourself. And you say, look at this process I'm going through. I'm loving this process and I'm loving myself. You see, you want to be perfect. You want to be perfect. Give that up.
There's no such thing as perfection.
Well, there is such a thing as perfection, and one day you'll get it. But at the present moment, you're not. We will all return to perfection. Where do you think we came from? Chopped liver? We came from perfection. Therefore, we must return to perfection. We are the prodigals. That's all we are right now. We are the prodigals. And we're going to return to the Father.
So are you saying there's perfection here on earth?
Pardon?
Are you saying there's perfection here on this planet?
Oh, I'm saying yes. There's perfection everywhere. We just don't see it. Why don't we see it? Because we're wearing filters.
We're not talking about within.
Oh, within. Oh, absolutely. There's perfection. And when you love yourself, if you want to love yourself back to center, love yourself back to perfection. Keep loving yourself back. The difficulty is keeping ourselves there. But we don't hate ourselves for getting off of that. It's a learning process. Make it fun. Have fun. You see, you want to whip yourself each time. And you weren't even Catholic.
No.
That's sitting beside me. No, see, laugh like that and have fun. The closest you can get to God is when you laugh. The closest you can get to God is when you laugh. And when you laugh, don't you feel good? Because when you laugh, all the little hormones in your body are happy and they put out more stuff. And they make it. Learn to laugh, but learn to laugh at yourself. You see, you're taking yourself again seriously. Yes, just laugh and forgive yourself. Say, oh, goodness. Well, I forgive myself all day long. I do ridiculous things. You just don't know it. I could tell you some of them, but I'm not going to.
It's so good to be here. It's been a few weeks because I've gotten busy, and it's so good. I'm wondering, though, if you could talk about something. I think it was still this month.
That's right.
Where we wrote down our true desires, and then we did a treatment on them.
Yes.
So I did that, and I did recognize that things were coming into the sphere, into my
egg. Into the egg?
Into the egg, I guess. And then I didn't really know what to do for some reason. So I was wondering if you could
tell me. Did you get frightened? Did you get...
A little bit. Yeah. A little bit frightened.
Because most people want something. And when it starts to manifest, scares the bejesus out of them. They say, oh my God, look how powerful I am. And then many people think, oh, my, I must be a witch. You see? No, don't get frightened. Don't get frightened. Enjoy that and say, look how powerful I am.
Okay, and then, okay, so it happens that somebody came, recognized, you know, it was coming in, and then, but I didn't really make contact with it, with that person, or whether to just see it as even closer, or, you know, use my mind, or to actually use physical actions.
Actually use physical actions. It's presenting itself to you. It's starting to manifest. Now, remember, you have to do something. You have to treat and move your feet. If you meet God halfway, God will meet you halfway. If you meet your demonstration halfway, your demonstration meets you halfway. But you always have to be doing something, and then it comes. You say, help you?
Yes.
Just, can you just elaborate a little bit more? You use the expression a lot of times, and this is about get out of your own way.
Oh, yeah.
You know? And sometimes I know I do. I have a few. I don't know how to get out of my own way. You know, can you give like maybe some examples of what? Because like say if you're treating for a home or something like that, and then it's not happening, or you need to get out of your own way.
Stop taking yourself so seriously. That's what getting out of your own way means. Stop punishing yourself like Paula wants to do all the time. Stop doing that to yourself. That's getting out of your own way. That's getting out of that thinking and that negative thinking that's going up there. Recognize what you're thinking and saying and say, this is only thinking, and I'm pushing it out, and I'm allowing now God to come in through me and do something about this. Treating for a house and the house doesn't come. Keep treating for that house. That house will come now, here again. Where am I? What are my steps? You know, treat and move your feet. Are you going to open houses? Are you calling real estate people? Are you finding out what the market's doing? Are you cutting out nice houses from the magazines? Are you keeping that going in there? That's how you do it.
So basically getting out of your own way is not the negative thoughts.
Oh, absolutely. Just get out of that ego, you know. Let go of that bloated nothingness.
Is the process then is the same for like letting go of things and stuff and people and ideas?
Yes.
Just that letting go is...
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, letting go and letting God, letting go of all those things. And start seeing what you want. Just hold in your mind exactly what you want. Where does everyone have to start from?
Thought.
You start from thought, but what is the thought that you start from? I'm already successful.
Yeah.
You always start at the end. I'm already successful. I already have what I want. Everything is already done in mind. As soon as you have a thought, that thing is done. And has been done even before the thought, by the way. Because everything is already contained in the mind of God. And we live, move, and have our being in the mind of God. Remember, we live in a field of total possibilities. Which possibility are you going to pick? Look at it as a garden. And only pick the flowers that you want. If you don't like some flower, don't pick it up. If you don't like some idea, don't pick it up and entertain it. But we have a tendency, we pick up every idea that comes along and we start to sniff it, and never keep it and everything. No, I don't like that. Give it a throw. Just throw it out. Does that help you? And everyone says that, by the way. Letting go is the hardest thing to do. Well, we've heard that our life. Let go, let God, surrender, 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 surrender. You get tired of hearing that crap. Just keep your mind on what you want. Keep your mind on what you want. Remember the other week the girl said, let's come up with the worst case scenarios for this. Why would anyone want to come up with the worst case scenarios for something? What do you think is going to come up if you do that? But people do that. I want to start a new adventure, but let's come up with the worst case scenarios, and then after we get them out of the way, we'll start working on the best. Always start at the best. Keep your mind focused on what you want. Keep your mind focused on who you are. Mm-hmm. You forget all the time who you are, don't you? I bet you forgot you're magnificent already. Didn't you? I just told you a couple minutes ago you were magnificent. Went in one ear and out the other. See, it does that to me too. That's why I say it to myself all the time. I remind myself morning, noon, and night of who I am. Morning, noon, and night. You have to keep it going. The world is too convincing. It will convince you that that is not true. Don't let the world win. What did one of the master teachers, Jesus, said? I am in this world. I am not of this world. You have to realize that you're not of this world. And you keep thinking that you are of this world instead of just in it. See the difference? That's the difference of, am I in science of mind, or is science of mind in me? Am I of the world, or am I in the world? You're not of this world. You are in it. So look around and do what you want. Don't let the world convince you. Don't let the world convince you. Well, that's your world. The only world you have is between your ears. No other world. Question.
So back to the exam this morning. Is it possible to maybe overthink? I mean, not overthink, like maybe overcook the egg, I guess you could say.
Yes, of course.
To where you're kind of obsessing on the idea.
Yes.
All the time.
Yes. You have to release it. You see, if you're over, that's, you're cracking the egg open and looking in all the time to see what's going on, then you want to put all these pieces back together and you think something's going to hatch after you knocked it all open. You know. It's like Humpty Dumpty, you know.
Scrambled eggs.
Yeah, and that's exactly what you're going to get. Is a scrambled situation.
So what do? You just kind of have a nice balance of just...
You have to have faith, people. If it takes 21 days to make a chicken, and you now are using that same thing, to 21 days for something to manifest in your life, you have to have faith. You know damn well that the chicken's going to hatch in 21 days. That's a law. That's a law. And you believe it. So now you have your egg here with the, what you wanted it. And it's going to manifest in 21 days. And you go, oh, I don't think so. Mm-hmm. Oh, I don't think so. Well, let me look. You have to put it in there, release it, and have faith and let it grow. That's the idea of letting go and letting go. You don't know how to do that, but God does. The universe does. That's another immutable law. It's called the law of attraction. You all got all excited when the secret came out. You ran out, you bought all those books, you listened to that CD, you did all that talking head crap. And then you completely forget it. Faith, and you have to build that faith. So, what happens is this. I want to be wealthy. So I put in my egg, $1 million by Wednesday. Do you think that's going to happen? I'm not saying it can't, but do you think that's going to happen? You see, you give yourself too big of a thing to believe in. What did I just say earlier? Start small. Build and build and build and build. And it'll do. Then you'll get it. Because after a while, your mind tells you, oh, you're not going to get that. That's too much to ask for. Who was that called me and said, did I ask for too much? You can never ask for too much. But you have to believe that too much is possible. And if you're calling me to say, if I ask for too much, I can tell you don't believe. Well, that's a done deal right there. Start with something small and make it come into your life. And please, do not make it a parking spot. You've passed that. You've graduated past the parking. Now you believe in that. Same God that can do that can do the other thing. Same God that can do that. One of the biggest things that you can bring yourself to believe is there's always a place for me in the universe. If you know there's always a place for you in the universe, you will always get a parking space. You will always get into what you want, the restaurants, the concerts, the hotels, you'll get, because it works across the board. God doesn't know a parking space. You think God's looking down and say, oh yeah, let me move that traffic out of the way and there's your spot. You have to know. God already knows that. It's building your own faith. It's building your own faith and it's learning to believe. And then not getting frightened when it starts to appear. It will appear. It has to appear the same way that you know a chicken will develop in 21 days inside of an egg. You can manifest. Now you can manifest in shorter time. We only use that, people. Please don't get carried away. We only use that to train your mind. Remember the 5 steps of treatment? Good, because I don't. I learned them once. Now I don't have to use them. This stuff is like training wheels. Once you learn how to ride a bike, you take the training wheels off. But you get stuck because you're used to, oh, well, I didn't do that right. I must have gotten one of the steps out of whack. That's only to show you to organize your thinking, to organize your mind. Once you get it to organize, once you start to believe that all this is going to happen, it happens. You know my friend Doug the Baptist. He couldn't do a treatment if Jesus stood in front of him. But he can go out and say, I want a swimming pool, I want this, I want that. And he gets what he wants. Why? Because he believes. Because he believes. It's always going to be done unto you as you believe. Now, what the mind says, oh, well, I must not believe because I don't get anything. Tell that mind to shut up. Don't punish yourself for that. Go back and start and say, ha ha, but I'm going to believe, and I'm going to make myself believe. The mind wants to tell you that it's not true. It's always going to tell you that you do not have enough belief. Now, what do we know how much belief we need?
A grain of mustard.
Absolutely. The size of a mustard seed is all you need. Stop thinking that you need a great deal. You think I have any more than a grain of mustard seed? I doubt that seriously. Sometimes I think perhaps I only have a half of a mustard seed. Do you think that stops me? Never. Never. The same way everyone wants a great big epiphany of some sort. They want a great big shift in consciousness. Only takes a little crack. Less than a degree. You do not need a great big thing. Everyone thinks, oh, see, you want to make a big deal out of everything. Oh, it has to be big. Weeny, teeny little thing. Weeny. So, do you believe? You must believe. You wouldn't drag yourself to this class for me to babble all the time if you didn't believe something was going to happen. Now just don't hope. Make it happen. Make it happen. Starting with what? That you love yourself. You love yourself enough to give yourself permission to have what you want. When you don't get what you want, it's because you don't love yourself enough. It's not because God doesn't love you, please. And it's not because mommy and daddy didn't love me enough. Give that up. It has nothing to do with anything but your own thinking. With your own thinking. How am I thinking about myself? How am I thinking about myself? Do I really like myself? Do I really like myself? And then stay around people that are of like mind till you can build up a shield. You see, years ago I wouldn't go home to Pennsylvania because my shield would crack because there were too many of them. You know, I call it the land of nod. And they all nod off back then. They do. They're completely convinced of the world. And they have no self-esteem whatsoever. They start off every conversation with, you know, I may not be the sharpest knife in the drawer. You have to know you're the sharpest knife in the drawer. You have to know that. Don't belittle yourself. Build yourself up. If you are lifted up, you can lift other people up. If you can't lift yourself up, you can't help anybody. You can't help people. And you can all do this. Train yourself, that's all. Raise yourself now. Your parents raised you as a child. Now raise that inner child, the spiritual child. Start raising that within yourself. Last week I talked about two different things that I just remembered. Don't do this horizontal routine. This is the world I was born. Now I'm a baby and a teenager and this, and now I graduate from high school, now I get to college, now I get married, now I have 2.5 children, now I get a good job, now I work 40 years, now I'm dead. Boy, I had a wonderful life. I was a wonderful life. I did everything just the way the world wanted me to. While you're doing this horizontal, you have to have a vertical going. What am I thinking? How am I changing my thinking? Am I learning to love myself and other people? Am I learning respect and compassion? Am I learning to believe more in this thing called God, this universe? Am I becoming more spiritual? Is my life becoming happier? Am I filled with joy? That's a vertical life. You can have both of them running at the same time. But don't give yourself this life. And then at the eulogy, they'll say, you had a wonderful life. He had a wonderful life. He did this, 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 and this. It's an inner journey. Life is within. Everything that you want is inside of you. Look there first. See, we're so busy looking on the outside of life that we forget to look on the inside of life, and we forget to do something with us. We forget to do something. So raise yourself. We're all equal, by the way. No one can have any more spirituality than anybody else. People like to go around thinking that, you know. It's not true. People may recognize that within themselves. You can recognize that within yourself. But we all start out equal. And we all end equal. Because God is everywhere present in totality. So God is completely in totality within me, within Andy, within each and every one of you. In totality. See, I don't have 3/4 of God, and you people only have 1/4. God is present in totality everywhere. You cannot chop God up. You can't do it. So start with that. Start with that as a firm foundation. Learn to fill your life with joy and happiness, peace of mind. Let's start with it's already done, and I'm already successful, and I'm enjoying my life, and I'm glad that I was given this opportunity to express my individuality. To express my individuality. Mm-hmm. Questions? Answers? Yes.
I'm working on manifesting.
Yes.
And like the other day, I had to pay a bill of $100, and I said, you know, I looked at it and I said, I'll get this back by the end of the day, and I did. And you know, working on things like paying my $400 phone bill, and I'm like, okay, I'll be able to pay that. But sometimes I get the money for what I want, and then then I start to feel more like I know what I'm doing. But then sometimes I don't get it, and it's not like, well, I'm asking for $100 one day and a new car the next day. It's kind of like the same. I'm sort of playing on the same level, you know. And I'm still also really manifesting for my inheritance, which I really want. It's confusing.
Yes.
Because it seems inconsistent.
Yes, because your thinking's inconsistent, and it's inconsistent because you use the word "I'm working on it." I know exactly how to do this. You're not working on anything. See, you know how to do this. I know that. And say, I know how to do this. I know the money will be there. And that inheritance is already done. We did that a couple weeks ago. I thought we already solved that problem.
I'm just holding it there. I'm waiting for it. I'm ready.
Stop waiting.
What?
Stop waiting. Let it come to you. If you're waiting, you're always going to be waiting.
Well, they said August 1st. That's right.
Well, all right.
Of course.
Then it's done. You're not waiting. Very tricky. And I agree with you that it's very tricky. But you have to start with, you know that it's there. It's already done. I'm never waiting on anything. When you say, use the word, I am waiting for something, you're going to be waiting for it. It's done, and it's done now. I want it, and I want it now. Damn it. I often do that. Why do I do that? Because it stirs up an emotion within me. It stirs up a feeling, and it's done with feeling. So, you have to now sit in thankfulness and gratitude. You hold thankfulness and gratitude, and everything will come to you. My other suggestion is, don't run up such a phone bill. No, we test the universe sometimes with these things. You have to. This is not only a practical teaching. You have to use wisdom with it. You see? You have to use wisdom with it. And if you're strapped for money and so forth, don't run up a $400 phone bill.
Well, in my defense, it's $150 a month. Oh. I didn't have, it's automatic.
Oh, okay.
And I'm thinking.
All right.
It's not like I've been calling.
Oh, all right, good. So, well, you have to know that that's done. So. Is that clear to you? Questions? We have time for one more before I faint.
What is intuition?
What is intuition? What do you want me to tell you? That it's an inspiration from God?
I don't know. Is that all the same
thing? I don't know. I don't know. I think it's a wonderful gift. And you can develop your intuition. But what do you want to use it for?
Guidance.
Well, you can use intuition for guidance, but I would rather go to a different plane than intuition. I'd rather say my spirit knows exactly.
Well, I don't, maybe that's the wrong word. I don't know.
Yeah.
You know, maybe that is what it is.
Yeah. There was a wonderful thing that I did for years and years and years, and it is this. Spirit can do for you what you cannot do. It can find your right place and put you in it. Spirit can do for you what you cannot do for yourself. It can find your right place and put you in it. So instead of asking intuition, ask spirit. And I don't know if intuition and spirit are one and the same either. No, no. But if that helps you.
Yeah.
So I could have lied, couldn't I?
No. I think it's probably semantics. And it doesn't really matter.
Yes.
It's just like that thing.
Like yes. Yes.
Good.
All right. If it's all, yes. Well, then use it. I'm never sure I have intuition. But I know you can develop it. And a lot of people are very intuitive. Question? No, people? All right, then. Next month, we're going to do wealth. Well, so we'll talk about wealth, we'll talk about what it means and how to do it and how to achieve it and so forth. Because this class is called Prosperity and Abundance, Including Money. So we'll show you how you can become very wealthy. Not only in spirit, but materially also. Come next month. And this past month, we were talking about the four foundations of life and how to build a firm foundation. So, the four foundations of life, or the four pillars of life, or the table, or the legs that hold the table up, are what? Does anyone remember? Health, wealth,
love,
loving relationship, and creative self-expression. Those are the four things that make up your life. And people can get one leg, two legs, three legs. Sometimes it's very hard to get four legs. You know, a lot of people are very good in love, but they can't do money. If you can do any one of them, you can do them all. Because there's not a God for the different ones. There's only one God giving it all to you. So, build your life on a firm foundation. Start to believe in yourself. Know that you are worthy, deserving, totally lovable, and that you matter. And it's wonderful. And so are you, and so am I. And therein's the lesson. Thank you. Yeah.